Wednesday on our program means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we look at Epiphany Now, an event coming up on Sunday. Participants will be given ideas on ways to pass kindness forward, right? Pay it forward, right? Later that day, people will get back together to tell the stories of the things they did and the reactions of those they helped along the way. Epiphany Now was the brainchild of Bob Hoffman, who you may know from his work in the publicity department at MSU's Wharton Center. We're also talking today with Lisa Allen, who's taken part in the event over the years. Welcome back, Bob. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Start with some background for us here. Bob, where did the idea for Epiphany Now come from?
2009, it came about, and it was kind of random. In the car, somebody cut me off, and they weren't paying attention to me, and I wasn't paying attention to them, and I just started thinking about that. And from there, literally, we organized an event where we thought, let's just go out and break those barriers that happen where you're kind of too into yourself. And so we did, and hundreds of people showed up for the first event. Literally, it was amazing. And since then, people were like, when's the next event? So we've been going since then. Every year we've had different events where people gather together. We give them ideas of things they can do to make a difference. They go out into the community to do that, and then they come back and share their story.
And what kinds of things have you done? Give us some idea.
Well, Lisa has a great one, and that she really made a huge impact.
When did you get on board, Lisa?
I think it's been a couple of years. I heard about what Bob was doing and just got really excited about it. Thought, this is something I've got to participate in. And so what we've been doing for the last couple of years is we've been working at what we call Who's Your Mama? And I know it sounds kind of like, who's your mama? But we decided that we would want to give back to students at Michigan State University. And so one of the things we've been doing is meeting at the Michigan Bookstore and other places around campus right around finals week. And we have been providing gift baskets and a whole lot of love to students right before finals. And this came about because I traveled to China a couple years ago and met some Chinese students. And their parents, they don't go back. So the interesting part about it was that we actually not only gave out these gift bags, which they really appreciated, they're completely free, they were totally shocked, but we also gave out a lot of hugs that day too. And we were just amazed how the students reacted and how they appreciated it.
What are these encounters like from your perspective, Bob?
Amazing.
I mean, you just kind of descend on people and do something nice for them.
We have little cards that we give people, and it's Epiphany Now, pass it forward. You too can make a difference in somebody else's life. We give those cards to people and say, give them out. And they come back and share their story. And it's an incredible feeling. I mean, the electricity in the room is amazing. So many people have different ideas, and Who's Your Mama was just such a great idea. But people literally go out and do yard work for other people, their neighbors.
Is there one encounter that really stands out in your memory? I mean, you actually dive in. You do more than just run the organization. You do it as well, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think one that a group of people went to Meijer and paid for a prescription for an elderly person who didn't have the funds to do that.
Okay.
The pharmacist said it would be this amount, and the lady said, oh, I'll pick it up later. And somebody went in and paid for that. And that really touched me because it was like, wow, we've had people go and organize yard work for a family whose husband was dying of cancer and didn't have the opportunity to do the yard work because there's other important things happening. And so they organized a team of people to go in and rake the leaves and pick up the lawn and mow the lawn. So it's events like that. It doesn't have to cost anything to do something kind for somebody. It's just doing that effort.
How big is your posse here? You got a lot. You got dozens of people on board. How many?
We have had up to 250 people show up. Since 2009, we've had more than 3,000 people attend, and we've been in Illinois, we've been in Grand Rapids, we've been in St. John, we've been all over. It's organized from this one little event. The word has spread. I get calls all the time from people saying, hey, we want to do this here. CBS News did a story on
us.
And that really propelled us. I've had calls all over the nation You know, passing it forward has happened forever. People do this all the time. We're just a little bit organized because we believe in the power of a story. Come back and share your story. And when you hear those stories, you're motivated and encouraged to do more, I think.
We're talking with Bob Hoffman, organizer of this Sunday's Epiphany Now event, and Epiphany Now participant, volunteer Lisa Allen. Volunteers will gather at the MSU Federal Credit Union headquarters on West Road in East Lansing Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll go out, pay it forward for strangers in some fashion, and then get back together at 3 o'clock to tell and hear the stories about the day's activities. This year you're launching something you're calling, is it YPIF?
YPIF.
YPIF, Youth Passing Kindness Forward. Tell us about that.
You know, I heard about all these kids that are doing amazing things. There was a little kid in Howell who raised funds to pay for school lunches for one of his classmates. And then there was a girl in Battle Creek who raised funds for the zoo. And I went to the board and said, hey, listen, why don't we do something to honor kids, because there's kids locally that are doing amazing things too. And so let's give them an award, but then also let's give them some funds towards their charity. So this year we're giving out two awards. We've got Isabel Wynn and Zoe Ziegler from Okemos, Michigan, who organized a 5K race to benefit Life as a Zebra Foundation, which pays attention to invisible illnesses. So they're being awarded $500. But then also on our website, we have a link where people can also donate to them, and they've gotten some extra donations. And then a girl in South Lyon, Michigan, applied for the YPIF award, and she's been raising thousands of dollars for an organization called Brianna's Rose Foundation. And this small girl has dystonia, which is a rare neuromuscular disorder, and so she's been raising funds to help handicap their house, basically.
Lisa Allen, do you have kids who are involved?
I do. In fact, last year when we were doing one of our Who's Your Mama, we did it outside of a big, huge final, counting final, and my son came out and was just shocked that Mom was standing there with a Who's Your Mama basket and cookies and everything else. And again, the reaction from the students is just amazing. You know, they came out and we said, you did a great job. And they acted like we were their moms. We gave them a big hug. And it was the first person, you know, they call when they come out of a final, is mom and dad, and say, hey, I just nailed it.
Okay.
But instead, they were saying it to us. And it just brought so much joy. And I just want to encourage everybody to come this weekend. You don't have to be super organized. It's all free. Just show up. You know, and come up with an idea. It can be as simple as buying flowers for somebody and taking it to them, and it'll just bring you pure joy.
I remember you telling the story about the student that actually started crying and said, I miss my mom so much, thank you.
Right.
For hugging me.
For hugging. It's free.
Hugs are free, yeah. Are there times when you encounter people who can't believe they're benefiting from this kind of benevolence?
Oh, absolutely. They said, what's the catch? Everybody says, what's the catch? What am I buying? Well, I said, it's completely free.
It's a
free.
Cynical age we live in, isn't it? Hold it. There's got to be a catch.
No. We just, you know, people can't believe it, and they're just so appreciative. And they usually say, you mean this is free? This is free? I don't have to do anything? And we said, no, it's just... We just want you to know how much we appreciate you as students, and we know this is a rough week, and that's just one example. People buy flowers, and as Bob is saying, and take them over to hospitals and senior centers, and they have the same kinds of reactions there. People just can't believe that people are just being kind and passing this on, and we just can't get enough kindness in the world, especially today.
We have one story, if I may, Mark, that stands out. A woman had her children, and she had problems during labor, and the doctor actually was able to save the baby. This was 3 years ago, and she came to the event and said, I never thanked that doctor for saving my baby. And so she organized a group of friends, and they went to Sparrow Hospital and happened to chance that the doctor was there, and they were able to just go and say, I just want to thank you for what you do. You saved a life. And so many times that people encounter you and you do things and there's not that opportunity to say thank you, that's a huge pass it forward.
Reminds
moment.
Me of the State Journal. You see the State Journal column every Sunday, I think.
Yep.
It's just about thanks. You know, it's the very thing that you're talking about, only in print form. Bob Hoffman and Lisa Allen are here for today's Neighbors in Action segment. We've been talking about Epiphany Now coming up on Sunday. And we want to wish you luck. Once again, it's 1 o'clock, Michigan MSU FCU headquarters, West Road,
West
East Lansing.
West Road in East Lansing. And our website is EPIF, for Pass It Forward, ANYNOW.org, Epiphany Now. So it's spelled a little bit differently.
Sounds really rewarding. Have a great time on Sunday.
Thanks.
Nice to see
Thank
both
you.
Of you. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.